Glory to God. All right, you're welcome to another edition of Artist's Feet. Hallelujah. So tonight we're just going to be worshiping God. We're going to start with worship. I love this worship by Shintok, Pastor Shintok. You know, so just flow. Let's just worship God for some minutes and just, you know, endear our hearts to Him, even as we go into the Word. And I will ever praise You, God. You are my God. And I will ever praise You. I will seek You in the morning. I'll learn to walk in Your way. Step by step, You lead me. Now I will follow You with all of my days. Step by step, You lead me. Now I will follow You with all of my days. Step by step, You lead me. I will follow You all of my days. Say, Ade Padia, Eda Badada. And I will follow You. There's no turning back, there's no turning back. You are my God. So tala bada baya rabaha shatala bada bahaya. Hey, You are my God. Yeah. And I will ever praise You. I will seek You in the morning. I learn to walk Your way. So tala bada baya rabaha shatala bada baha. And step by step, You lead me. And I will follow You. So tala bada 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 shande rebe rosa. If you can, just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues for some minutes. So tali bada baha. Robo zotoli bada baha. Lebo sotili ande brana nosa. Ezo tali bada bada osa. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, it says, he that prays in an unknown tongue speaks to God, not unto man. It says, in the spirit, he's speaking mysteries unto God. Let's release some mysteries tonight. Rabaga da rupakatiliada robocotoliada ba lege de bedosa mande suta eleboto siliate magitiliada baha o rabaga da bada 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 ba rebocotorada bahasha. Release mysteries about your destiny. Release mysteries about what God is set to do in your life this year 2020. Masitiliada baha repocotoliada ba rebocotoliada ba. Release mysteries. Mentor Yadaba Rekatekatekate Makosa Lepoto Rabada Rekatekatekate Makosa Repotosa Rapatiata Repekate Mekatosa Mekatosa Rapakatasha. This year will be better for you. Mate Soto Rekatekate Rapakatosa Mekosa. This year you come into alignment Kelibalata with all that God has called you to do. Matele Berosha, you begin to walk in the path that God has preordained for you. For as many of you that have been misaligned, Malita Brada Basotiliada, you are aligned this year. Matosa, you come into alignment, perfect alignment. Mekosiliata. Oh, we give you praise. Ema Shandele Berosha. Oh, Spirit of God, we thank You. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Sunday, brother, da 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 Shande de 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 do satala barabaha. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father, thank you. Thank you for another time in your presence. Oh, Father, thank you. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus. I ask that you speak through me tonight. Kele barabaha. Oh, Father, let not be me who is speaking. Father, come and speak to your daughters through me. Hey, Father, thank you. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen to Jesus. Okay. So tonight, we're going to be looking at why you need God's word. Why you need God's word. You know, when I was praying, you know, trusting God to direct me in, you know, what area or what to share, which to share. I know, because the truth is, there are many things one can share, but there is a word for the season. All right, the Bible says that it wakes my ear to hear the word. It wakes me up to hear morning by morning. It wakes me up to hear. There is a word that God wants you to hear. All right, so we're gonna be looking at God's word tonight. He gave me a word, and then he said to teach on why you need God's word, you know, and he said to stress, you know, the importance of the word of God. And we'll be looking at few scriptures tonight that will help to stress the importance of God's word. And I pray that as the teaching goes on, you will see the need to go after God's word, and you will take God's word serious in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so the importance of God's word. Why is God's word important? Why do we need God's word? Do you know? The truth is, it's very key for us to understand the importance of a thing, you know. Otherwise, if we don't understand the importance of a thing, we will not be able to maximize that thing, right? We will not be able to maximize that thing. We will not be able to maximize what we don't know. Something can be very important to you, but when you lack understanding of it, you won't be able to maximize it. Imagine a child that there's money in the house, you know, but the child is crying, mommy, mommy, I want biscuit, mommy, mommy, I want biscuit. But the child may even be holding the money. But because the child doesn't have an understanding of the importance of money, the child does not know what to do with money. So the child may even tear itself and be saying, mommy, money, I want biscuit. But the child does not know that it takes money for you to be able to, you know, buy biscuits. And all. So it's very important for us to understand, you know, why we need God's word. Amen. Glory to God. You know, the truth is, when you don't understand the purpose of a thing, you know, abuse is inevitable. We all know that saying. All right, when you don't understand, you know, we don't know the purpose of something, you know, you abuse it. This one, we're not abusing the word. We're not maximizing the word of God. Better put, we're not maximizing what God's word has come to offer. So that's basically abuse in that sense. Do you understand? You know, you're taking God's word for granted. You're not, you know, using God's word, you know, that has come to give us our inheritance. You're not changing levels with the word, you know, by the word. All right, so tonight, like I said, I want to stress on the importance of God's word. And I trust that after this meeting, you will draw closer to your Bible. You will draw closer to the word of God. Like, you begin to say that the word is my life. Whenever the word of God is being taught, you will sit down to listen. Amen. All right, so let's move on. So why do we need God's word? Why do we need God's word? Why do we need God's word? Why can't we just get born again and then live without having to fellowship with the word of God? Like, why do I have to read the word of God? Like, I'm sure there are people who have thought like that before. Or if you are here, you've never thought like that before. And why do I even need this word of God, sis? Why can't I just be free as a bird? I'm not born again. I wake up in the morning. I just brush my teeth. Whew, off I go to my day, come back, see a movie, eat, sleep like that. Why do I need to have a fellowship with God's word? Why do I need God's word? Without getting to read, you know, and understand
you know, without getting to read and understand the Bible, you know, there are people tell you that, you need God's word to understand. I mean, you need to understand God's word. You know, I like, why can't I just live without, you know, reading and studying the Bible? Like, is it by force? People tell you that you must read, you must study the word. Why can't I just do without it? Turn with me to 1 Peter 1, verse 23. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. So are we there? 1 Peter 1, verse 23. I'm reading from the KJV. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed. The corruptible seed there is talking about, you know, the spermatozoa and the egg from the spermatozoa from your father and the egg from your mother. It's saying, being born again, not of the egg of your mother and the spermatozoa of your father. It says, but being born again by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. What's that telling us? It's telling us something. It's telling us that, see, what gave birth to us is not egg and sperm. It's not your mother and father that gave birth to us. It's not your mother and your father that gave birth to a recreated, you know, human spirit. It's not your mother and father that gave birth to this born again man. If you are born again here, I want you to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! I'm born again, all right? Now, this verse is saying to you that, see, it was the word of God that gave birth to you. It was God's word that gave birth to you. It wasn't your mom, it wasn't your dad that gave birth to your recreated born again spirit. Amen. All right, it wasn't them that gave birth to you. All right, and the real you is the born again human spirit, because when everybody dies, you know, when the body of man, you know, dies, it's the spirit that lives on. All right, and the spirit in man, if your spirit is not born again, it won't be where Jesus is, won't be where God the Father is. It will go to where the devil is and his fellow people. That's where it will go, to hell. That's why we keep stressing, get born again, get born again, get born again, get born again. All right, your real you is your spirit man. So if you're not born again, the real you is your spirit man. That spirit will go to hell. But if you are born again, the real you being your spirit man will go to heaven. Hallelujah. So that verse is saying, he said, it's the word of God that gave birth to you. It wasn't your mom or your dad that gave birth to your born again spirit. Amen. So it means that it is only God's word that can sustain the new man in Christ, because it was the word of God that gave birth to the new man in Christ. Someone is like, really? How is this possible? Remember when the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary and said to her, she said God's word to her, because the word has been prophesied, you know, Isaiah prophesied that, behold, a virgin shall conceive. So the angel of the Lord came to Mary and, you know, gave her the word that you are going to bear a son and, you know, he's going to be the savior of Israel and all that. And then she received the word. She believed. You know, that's why the Bible said that blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of that which was spoken unto her. She believed the word of God with faith. And then, boom, baby was formed. No egg, no sperm, you know, coming together. The word of God was what infused, you know, was what, you know, came up onto her. And then baby Jesus was formed. Hallelujah. So you can see that Jesus didn't come the natural way through the lineage of, you know, Adam and Eve all down. You know, Mary had to sleep with Joseph. No, Jesus didn't come that way. So that's how our new birth is. In that sense, because the truth is, our new birth, Jesus dying and resurrecting, is actually showing us how we were born again, in that sense of being born again. But the truth is, seeing how Jesus came to the earth realm also shows us how it also works. How that the word of God, you know, was capable to implant a life into Mary. So the word of God implanted life into Mary. So you were born by the word of God. Which word of God? When you got born again, you declared that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. And Jesus is the word. The Bible says, John 1:1, you know, it says, and the word was God, and the word was God. And John 1:14, it says, and the word became flesh. You confess the word as your Lord and Savior.
So you were born by the word. Now that you are born by the word, it is only God's word that can sustain you. Amen. Glory to God. That's why Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4 verse 4. Hallelujah. You know, the new man in Christ cannot live outside of God's word. In fact, God intended for every man to live by his word. God never intended for, you know, men to live outside his word. No. Jesus was, you know, talking to the devil and was telling the devil and replying to the devil, you know, when he was being tempted, you know, in the one I said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When the devil said he should turn, you know, stones to bread and he should eat. And then Jesus spoke and said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is written. Amen. So when a child is given birth to by his natural parents, who takes care of that child? Who takes care of that child? The parents, right? Does the child just... is it that the mother just gives birth and then the child just wakes up? Well, nurse, everybody, I've got my life to live. I've got my things to do. And then the baby starts to jump or crawl or skip around the hospital. That's not how it works, right? Who takes care of the baby? The parents. The mother. The breast milk of the mother sustains that child. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Peter 2, 2, 2, chapter 2, verse 2. Yeah. It says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. As newborn baby needs breast milk for growth, so also does the believer need God's word for growth. God's word is what we need to be sustained in life. It's a serious matter. I just love how the Apostle Peter just gave us that analysis by, you know, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Because you know that all scriptures, the Bible says, you know, it says all scriptures were given by the inspiration of God. So, have you seen a newborn baby before? Every minute they want to suck. Just anything put in their mouth. They think it's breast milk. That desire for the word. That hunger for the word. Every believer is meant to, you know, long to, you know, to want the word of God, to want to be fed by God's word. But today you see some believers, 1 week without reading the Bible, they are fine. They are okay. That's wrong. If you are born again here and you're going without God's word for 1 week and you are fine and you're saying you're okay, you need help. I'm serious. It's a sign that something has gone wrong or something is going wrong. Amen. What has taken the place of, imagine a newborn baby not drinking, sucking breasts. Say maybe he wants to sleep in, or maybe he wants to just be playing around. It's a problem. It's a problem. Amen. So some of you, if you are born again and you have no appetite for the word, if when you are in church service and then they are taking plenty time to teach you what and you are angry, it's a sign that you need to grow. You've not grown. You may have been 20 years old in Christ or 10 years old in Christ. You may even be a leader in church, but when the word of God is being preached and there's something inside of you that is not, is hungry, you need to grow up spiritually. Because one of the signs of a newborn baby's desire, I remember when I got born again then, oh my God. Like, okay, I was born again, but, you know, I wasn't being fed accurately. So I wasn't really enjoying God's word. But when I started attending a good church, you know, I rededicated my life to God and all of that. In fact, I will close textbooks that I was reading. If I'm sleeping, I'm dozing my textbook, I open my Bible. Bible gives me life. It gives me joy. Like, I was super excited to fellowship with God's word. It gives me joy. I could not wait. Anytime I'm anywhere, I could not wait to, you know, go and open the word, to go to church, to listen to God's word. And also, sometimes the reason why some people are not, you know, they're not happy to hear God's word, I won't really blame them, because what they are being fed is not the word. Yes, The reason a lot of believers don't have desire for God's word is because they are not being fed the word. Imagine giving a child, a baby, a newborn baby, maybe an egg. The child just spit it out. Child will keep crying. So the truth is, a lot of you, you know, if you're not enjoying God's word where you are, it's because you're not being fed the word. If you have been fed the word, come on now. You want the word. Jesus is the word. I call him the irresistible one. You can't resist Jesus. Like, how come Jesus? That's why. Why do you think people say multitudes will gather? They will come. It was the word. There is something about the word that draws men to himself. The word of God is not something that you say, I beg. No. When the word of God is being preached and you are born again, you're born again spirit can. That's my food right there. Hallelujah. Some of you, the reason you're not teaching God, so you're not even, the thing is not, your human spirit is not catching anything. Nothing is happening inside. You're just down. Perhaps maybe they are preaching condemnation. Condemnation is not God's word. No. Hallelujah. Today is not the day for that. Amen. So as I was saying, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Amen. All right. So it's the word of God that sustains us. God's word is what we need to be sustained. For there comes a time when a baby, you know, no longer needs sustenance from his parents, right? Good. But you see, for the believer, there is never such a time like that where the believer no longer need to be sustained by the word. Rarao, there's no time, there's nothing like that. You know why? Go back to 1 Peter 1 verse 23. Let's read it again. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Have you seen it? The reason why, no matter how, you know, how grown up you are, the reason why you cannot do away, you know, with the word, just like a child just grows up. For example, now, when I was in university, my parents were not there with me 24/7. I had to go through some things myself, you know, do things myself and all that. The truth is, as long as you are alive, you would forever need God's word to be sustained, because God's word lives and abides forever. Yeah. God's word lives and abides forever. So you have to abide in the word. Amen. You have to live in the word. Glory to God. In him we live and move and have our being. Jesus said, abide in me and let my words abide in you. Amen. The word of God is abide forever, abiding, lives forever. Your parents will not always be there with you. You know, they will not always be there for you. When the going gets tough, it is God's word that would always be there to sustain you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It does not matter whatever it is. Let another version of Ebola comes. The word lives and abides forever. The word is still able to deal with that, you know, whatever plague. Amen. You know, that period of Ebola, it was very, very funny. I saw how that believers, we need to be taught the word. I'm serious. Seriously, I love my spiritual father. Like, forever, Pastor God, but I celebrate God's grace upon his life. You know, I went to a particular church. You know, you must have a sanitizer. You know, in fact, people, first time that they used to shake people like this. Welcome to church, welcome to church. They were not shaking anybody. They were doing this way with their hands. You know, but when I went back to my church, GLT then, and, you know, and my pastor said, yeah, this is Bible study. You know, shake your neighbor. And, you know, see some people. He said, there's no Ebola here. Shake that neighbor. What? Why would we be afraid of plagues? Have we not read Psalm 91? It says, no plague shall come near your dwelling. Can come near your dwelling. Is that not God's word? Does that mean anything to you? It says, no plague. Kasu talabahaya. No plague shall come near your dwelling. Do you know what that means? Not even your body, not even your house. See, Kalabahaya, the word of God lives and abides forever. So you can go to your house and curse out every funny, you know, virus, and it will respond. Amen. Glory to God. We need to start taking God's word seriously. All this one, we're taking God's word as if it's one literature. We need to stop that thing. Hallelujah. God's word lives. It's alive. Amen. The word of God is alive. The word of God is alive. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Able It is able. Able to pierce through anything. God's word is that strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We need to get God's word. We need to take God's word serious. The word of God lives and abides forever. Hallelujah. So I want you to begin to see the word of God as your source of divine life. Because truly, it is your source of divine life. I'm telling you the truth. God's word is your source. You know, it's what gave you divine life. And it's what we source that divine life. It is God's word that gave you divine life. And it is God's word that will source that divine life. Hallelujah. It was the word of God that produced you. Amen. It's not money. I hear this in my spirit. It's not money that produced. Some of you have seen pursuing money. Hey, that's why you don't have time for the word of God anymore. You're pursuing money, pursuing money, pursuing money, pursuing money. It's not money that gave birth to you. It's the word of God that gave birth to you. And it's that word of God that will produce money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, ha, Peter. Ah, no. God bless Peter for that thing he did. No, Jesus was embarrassed. You know, was about to be embarrassed. Sorry, was not embarrassed. He was about to be embarrassed. Bills needs to be paid. Tax. He said to Peter, hey, go to the stream. Carry your hook. Go. You will see money in the fish you catch. Ande balahaya. Ha. And then Peter went. Hey. No, imagine. You know, no, play. Go and play that. Play that scenario. Imagine your mentor telling you, just go to... Okay, no, go to any ATM. Okay, no, go to the ATM card. I mean, go to the ATM machine. You know the account number. That you know there's nothing in the account. But she says, take my ATM. Just go and withdraw money. I'm like, I'm just going like this. It's all right. What if we are embarrassed? But Peter went on the word of Jesus. He went because the word said, go. Hallelujah. So, and then what happened? He brought out fish. Money came out. And they also had fish too to eat. See, if you want to follow and pursue out after money, you may get it all. But the truth is, when it comes to the blessing that makes rich and has no sorrow to it, where you catch the coin and you catch the fish also, it's by the word. Yes. It's by the word. Hallelujah. We need to start living by the word. The word of God is not lacking of wisdom. In him is wisdom. In Christ Jesus is wisdom. Righteousness is our righteousness. He is wisdom. Wisdom is in the word. You need wisdom to create extra source of income, multiple sources of income. It's in the word. Hi. Glory to God. Let's start taking God's word seriously. Hallelujah. Feed on God's word. Feed on God's word. God's word is very, very, very important. Hallelujah. You know, when we look at your spirit DNA right now, when we look at the spirit DNA makeup, you know, your spirit DNA makeup, you know, what is coded in it is the word of God. Ha! It's the word of God. When we look at your DNA in the spirit, when we take a sample, what we see is God's word. So it is only by consistent fellowship with the word that you can live out the God kind of life. You see, in our body system, you know, there are certain things that make up, you know, our body, you know, calcium, iron, obviously. That's why for you to be able to live well, live healthily, you know, you have to eat certain things that have some certain supplements. Just because these are actually the supplements that, you know, make up, you know, your body. So when a particular supplement of it is deficient, there's problem. So you need to keep eating stuff so you get the gist. It is the word of God that makes your DNA compartment. So you need God's word, all right, for you to, you know, live out the God kind of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need God's word. Do you want to live the God kind of life where sin, sickness, lack, failure do not exist? Then you need to feed on the word of God. Amen. Someone say, okay, and tell me, I go to church every Sunday to hear the word. Is that not okay? Like, what is it? Am I a pastor? Can I be feeding on God every time? Am I going to preach? Let me ask a question. Do you used to eat once a week every Sunday? Do you used to eat once in a week every Sunday? If you cannot live on eating every Sunday, also know, that your spirit man will not find expression by eating the word once per week every Sunday. Amen. It's the truth. Some of you are just, you have, in fact, if your spirit man come outside of you now, your spirit man come outside of you right now, the guy will warn you that you don't used to try. Like, he used to feed your body with food. You go to Mega Chicken. You go to the place, you buy food. But when it comes to the word, you're just... Some people's spirits are just looking at them like this. Amen. We need to take heed to our spirit. Amen. We need to take heed to our spirit. Glory to God. Because the truth is, the recreated man in Christ Jesus lives from the unseen realm. What we see in the physical is not what matters to us. It's from the unseen realm we function. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. We function from the unseen realm. So we have to pay attention to that which is not seen, to our spirit man that is not seen. You've paid too much attention to painting your eye, to painting your lip, to looking good. Spend money on the most expensive hair, but buy Bible, 700 naira. You will not buy. And you say you want to grow, you want to walk in the God kind of life. We need to repent, beloved. If you are born again here, you need to start paying attention to your spirit man. Hallelujah. You know, I remember when I walked into, you know, a particular, you know, bookshop, and I bought a Bible, you know, Jasmine Bible, 13K. I felt good. That time, I don't think I bought any shoe worth 13,000. But I felt good. Yeah, this is my life. The word is our life. If you don't can't spend money to get, what do you want to spend money on? Tell me. Amen. Glory to God. God's word is important. Without God's word, you won't be able to live out the God kind of life. You will just be noticed that you are born again. Everybody, unbeliever, is struggling with this one. You too, you're struggling with it. In fact, sometimes it can even be worse for your own case. It's the truth, because you don't know who you are. So the devil can want to like mesmerize you, want to bully you. Amen. Glory to God. So please, you need to feed on God's word. What food is to your body is what the word is to your spirit man. I'll say that again. What food is to your body is what the word is to your spirit man. Beloved, feed your spirit. Feed your spirit. Make it a conscious thing to feed your spirit with his food, which is the word. Your spirit man wants the word. Amen. Wake up early in the morning, during the day or at night, with hunger for the word. With hunger for the word. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, start. Just start. Amen. Start feeding. Glory to God. Start feeding on the word. Before long, you will start seeing the recreated born again man in you find expression. Hey, the guy don't shop, but a fool. So he wants to now be showing himself. That's why you're just walking on the road. And then it now tells you, you see a blind man, tells you, lay hands on him. You're like, hey, lay where? Like, lay hands on him. Okay. And the word of God, it starts coming to you. The Holy Ghost starts bringing to you. Remember that Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And then you do it. And then miracle. Yeah. See, that's how it works. You want to start living and seeing the supernatural. You don't want the natural experiences. You need to start feeding on God's word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Until your recreated spirit man starts to find expression, you haven't started living. Oh, until that man that Jesus, you know, that Jesus died to put on the inside of you, you know, until that man starts to live, you have not started living life at all. Some have been born again for years, but they still struggle with what they struggle with as unbelievers. Some are even deacons now. They're even mommy duos. Still struggling. How are we going to show the word that indeed Jesus has transformed our lives? Paul said to, you know, the church at Corinth, he says, you have my written epistles. That means people look at you and they see God's word. Ha! You know, he said in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1, he says that pray that the word of God will have its free course and be glorified even as it is with you. That means we can look at you. And then we see scripture, we look at you like, I know different. That's it. Amen. That's what we're talking about here. Not like we look at you, look at scripture, we're like, whoa, it's a far cry. And we're like, we're born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to feed your spirit with the word of God. You need to consciously feed your spirit with God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you begin to feed your spirit with God's word, you know, like I said, okay, I said you find that the recreating human spirit, your recreating spirit man starts to find expression. Hallelujah. So, beloved, it's time to live the God kind of life. As you start praying, as you start paying attention to your spirit man by feeding him with the word of God, God will reward you. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God will begin to work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You begin to get results without struggling. There is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and has no sorrow with it. Why? Because this person is feeding on what is running on God's word. He's aware that God's word has said, it teaches me to profit. He's aware that, see, this thing is, yes, we'll walk, but we're not hustling. It's not also, we're not hustling. No, God begins to walk in you and to, you know, he begins to will and to do in you his good pleasure. It begins to give you ideas. It begins to give you initiatives. It begins to give you insight. And it begins to direct you by the operation of God's word. Hallelujah. So you need to feed your spirit. You need to take God's word seriously. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I hear this in my spirit. I hear that some of you, God wants to do big things with your life, but your spirit man is not fed for it. So capacity has not been built. In other words, it is you that is delaying your progress. Yes, it is you that is delaying your progress. So you have to wake up. Wake up. Amen. How many of you will start feeding on God's word deliberately this year and beyond? All right, please do. Amen. I beseech you to do so. In this work of grace that Jesus has brought to us, we also have responsibilities. Yes, we have responsibilities. It's not just, you know, oh, grace. Woo, woo. We also have responsibilities. You know, the Bible says Jesus will go, you know, to go and pray. You know, Jesus was talking to the, you know, the Pharisees. They're like, don't you guys read? Jesus was giving to these things. You know, Paul says, pay attention to reading. Pay attention to reading. Amen. Work of grace. Yes, there is grace, but we have to pay attention to some things. Paul told them, said to Timothy, bring my parchment. That means he was one that was preaching grace, but he was reading, he was putting down things, you know. So we have to give attention to certain things. There are things that we have to do. The ones that God did not send us to do is the one that most people are paying attention to, e.g. 21 days and fasting to break curses. Send you that one. It has already been done. All you have to do is receive it. Sit with the word and let it dawn in your heart. Pray for light. Pray for light. Not like you're trying to now break the curse by yourself. See, some people, they'll carry a broom. They'll now be saying, break it. All these things, it is well. Amen. As I round up, glory to God. All right. So, we have responsibilities. Amen. Like the psalmist said in Psalms 119, you know, Psalm 119, verse 11, it says that what have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee? He hid the word of God in his heart. He made a decision and he took action and was deliberate. It wasn't God that hid it in his heart for him. Many of you have been waiting for God to move you to start feeding on the word. Yes, God is merciful. He can do that. But the truth is this, it takes faith to walk with God. Faith where you know what God's will is, what the will of God is, and then you give yourself to it and obey. As we read in Hebrews 11 verse 6, that faith pleases God. It pleases God when you step out to feed on his word. When you step out to attend Bible study in your local church and commit to it, God is pleased when you put your heart into seeking him. Hallelujah. Let's round up with verse 12 of Psalm 119. It says, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy status. After saying he has hid the word of God in his heart, he then prayed, teach me your ways. Can you imagine? Many people are crying, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. Lord, I want to know you. Father, show yourself your glory. Reveal. But they are not feeding on the word. How do you want God to reveal himself to you? That's why some people, you know, anything cannot reveal themselves to them. They are not saying, ah, they saw one, they went to hell, this one, people who were trusted are going to hell. When you are not reading, some visions, when they come to, When people are saying they have some visions, you need to listen to what they are saying. You can tell that this person is a person of the word. So the devil has given that person vision to come and confuse the body of Christ. It's the truth. Because when you feed on God's word, you will understand that, hey, this is not how it works. Amen. The Bible says that if they speak not according to this truth, there's no light in them. There's no light. They don't have word in them. So any, they are just saying anything they feel, because they will do spiritism. They reveal. And then the devil comes as light. It appears to them and they say, whoa, it's Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, you know, teach me your word. You know, praying for revelation knowledge and light to know God without taking out to feed on the word is not complete. It's incomplete process. It's incomplete procedure. There is a complete procedure. Amen. Like the psalmist, after feeding on the word, whether you understand it or not, just go and read and study the word. Amen. After feeding on the word, whether you understand it or not, just read and study the word. Just do it. Just read and study the word. When you are now done, you can now pray, oh Lord, teach me your word. Teach me your word. Or you can pray first, whichever one you want to do. All right? But just know that, see, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. Some of you don't read the Bible anymore because, they don't understand it. The thing is confusing. Mm-mm. The Holy Ghost is our teacher. Amen. There is no way you would ask him to teach you the word and he won't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have to round up here because I have to, you know, to start the meeting at the group page on the typed version. But I believe you're blessed. I believe this word, you know, has, you know, helped you to understand that, see, you need God's word in your life. All right. We have a devotional to help you understand God's word on Kada Books. If you're listening to me, wherever you are, you can get a copy. It's a study devotional. It's not the devotional that you just read 2 minutes. This one is a study devotional. Even if it takes you 2 days to finish one, do it. It's feed on the word. There are scriptures to study on, meditate on, you know. The link is www.tinyurl.com/books/TMA. The TMA is in capital letter. Or you can just go to Kada Book and search for Baby Girl Devotional. And Baby Girl Devotional, or search for Doreen or Marshall Baby Girl Devotional. All right. I love you all and I look forward to your growing in Christ. God bless you.